The number to call for bits that you may have liked over the past, well, it's been 2.5 years now. People always ask me about my past life as a doctor. Yes, I was a medical man, and a pompous one. Every day I'd walk into the operating room, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" But I think the toughest thing I had in all of my medical years was medical school. My years at Harvard Medical School were very, very taxing, and it was almost like going through hell. The constant memorization, and I think the thing I hated most about medical school was the lab work. When you got those lab tests, all you do is you'd walk into a room, and there'd be like 50 stations, each with a microscope on it. You had to look in the microscope, and then there'd be a piece of paper with your number on it, and you had to write down what you saw, evaluate, and decide. Oh, God! No textbooks allowed, no nothing. You had to look into that microscope and know what you were seeing. Well, my lab partner and I are going through there. We get to station number 4, and we're looking in the microscope. And I saw what was a slide of paramecium in this microscope. And I look up, and one of the little parameciums is giving me the finger. I mean, you know, I rub my eyes and I look back down inside the microscope, and there's this little paramecium shooting me a bird. You know, I couldn't believe it. I said, Vinny, look at this. He looks in there, adjusts the focus, and said, "My God, there's a paramecium giving us the finger." I said, "A paramecium! The lowest form of life there is, having the audacity to flip me off! Who does he think he is? He's a single-celled creature that produces asexually! That spends all its day oozing around like a drop of water! There could be thousands of them on my fingertip, and he has the audacity to sneer at me through the microscope lens and slip me the finger! Well, I'll tell him! I'll tell him a thing or two! If he thinks that I, the highest form of life on this planet, is going to take that kind of derision from the lowest form of life on this planet, he's sadly mistaken, so right here!" I got right in front of that slide, and I stuck my finger on it and said, "Hey, right here, paramecium, right here!" And Vinny joined me, and the two of us are holding out our fingers up to that microscope. We're going, "Yeah, yeah, right here, right here! And the horse you rode in on, you little maggot!" Wouldn't you know it, at that exact moment that we're standing there with our fingers extended, Dr. Blas Nahles, the head of the department, comes walking in and sees us there like that. He looks at us for a second and says, "Gentlemen, I realize that these examinations are exceedingly difficult, but standing there and insulting the microscope is not going to make them any easier for you." As we stumble forward at another glass,